B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Pei Dalet. We're going to start 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Minayin l'sfino shehi tohira. What's the source, says the Tanna of our Mishnah, that a boat, a ship, at sea, cannot become tomei in any way? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Derech onio belev yom. The way of boats is in the heart of the sea, and the Gemara is going to explain how this works. But what we're going to see is that since the way of the boats, the derech of the onya, is belev yom, it has the same halachas as a yom, and the same way as a sea, and it's not necessarily just a sea, it's a river also, that a river, a sea, cannot become tomei, so too ships that are at sea or in the river will not become tomei. Says the Gemara, Pshita onia belev yomhi. It's poshut, according to the Tanna of the Mishnah, that since a boat is in the heart of the sea, it has the same halachas as the sea, ha'kamash malon, and this is the way that we understand this drasha, what we learn from this pasuk, kayom, that the onia, the boat, is like the sea. Ma yom tohir, in the same way as a sea is tohir, it cannot become tomei. Af sfino tohir, or so too a boat is tohir. That's the opinion of the Tanna of our Mishnah. Tanya, in the Braisa we're going to see a second opinion. And it would seem that the halachas are the same, just learnt out from a different source, but the Gemara is going to say there's going to be two differences in halacha between the two explanations, between the two sources. Tanya, Chananya Oimer, Nilmado Misak. Any wooden keli vessel, anything from wood, is learnt out from sackcloth, because it's brought down in the pasuk, in the same pasuk as sackcloth. And Masak, in the same way as a sackcloth, Metaltel Moliverikon, a sack. Bags are made of sacks. Sackcloth is used to make a sack, which is a bag. And typically this bag is used to carry things, not only to carry the bag when it's empty, but also to carry it with its content. Afkol metaltil moliverikon, so too any other material or substance mentioned in the posuk together with sack will only become tomei, like sack becomes tomei, if it's carried not only when it's empty, also when it's full. What's this coming to exclude? Lafuke sfino, a boat, for example. You can't carry a boat, you can't lift a boat. De eino metalteles moliverikon, it does not get lifted or moved. It's true, Tosus points out that the sea moves it, but it doesn't get moved by a person, and since it doesn't get lifted and moved when it's also when it's empty, also when it's full, therefore it does not become tomei. Asks the Gemara, may be nayu, what's the difference between whether we learn out that a boat is tohir because it's similar to a sea, or whether we learn it out from the fact that it cannot be lifted or it isn't lifted when it's full and empty? May be nayu, says the Gemara, ikke be nayu, the first of the two differences are as follows. Sfino shel cheres, a boat made out of earthenware, and earthenware is not one of the materials mentioned in the posuk with sack, and therefore the limitation, the condition that sack and all those mentioned in the posuk that have to be similar to sack, that they will only become tomei if they are carried even when they're full, would not apply to a boat of cheres. So Manda Omar Oniyo Belev Yom, according to the Tanna of the Mishnah that says that a boat is toir because it's at sea and a sea cannot become tomei, Honami Belev Yomhi. Then this boat, even though it's made of earthenware, it's at sea, it will not become tomei. Lemanda Omar Kesak, but according to Chananya, who says that the reason that a boat would be toir is because it cannot be lifted when it's full and or empty, then that's only true regarding wood and other materials mentioned in that pasuk. Hanoch hidek sivi gabusak di imetalteles moliverekon in iloi loi. All those materials, like wood, they have this condition that they will only be tomei if they can be metaltil moliverekon, if they can be lifted and moved when they are full and or empty. Aval sfino shel cheres, but a boat made of earthenware, afal gav de'eino metalteles mole vereikon, since it's not mentioned in the pasuk together with sack, it doesn't have this condition. And therefore, according to Hananya, a boat of cheres, even though it's not lifted or moved when it's mole vereikon, nonetheless it can become tomei. So sfino shel cheres is one of the differences between the Tana of our Mishnah and Hananya. Inami, a second difference, Sfinas Hayardin. Sfinas Hayardin is a small boat which can even go on the river, on the Jordan River. It's a very small boat. It's made of wood. And typically such a boat can be carried, even with something in it, when it's empty, and even when it's full, it can be carried. Lemandoma on Yobalev Yomhi, according to the opinion that says that the reason that a boat is toher is because it's compared to the sea, Honami on Yobalev Yomhi. Then this Sfinas Hayardin, this boat, this small wooden boat, it's also in the sea, in a river, and therefore will not become Tommy. Lemando Oma Mitalteles Moliverekon, according to Hananya, who says that the reason a big boat is Tohir is because it cannot be lifted, Honami Mitalteles Moliverekon, this little boat, it can be moved when it's empty and when it's full, and therefore it can become Tommy. Now, a person himself typically would not be able to lift it. The way that it's moved and lifted is with donkeys or with oxen that are pulling it. But nonetheless, even though it's pulled and moved by oxen, nonetheless, it's called metaltel moli verekon, and therefore it will be tomei. Domer chanina bar akavya mipnei ma omru sfinas hayardin tmeo. Even though we know that a big boat is toher, why is the halacha that a boat, this Sfinas Hayardin, a small wooden boat that was typically used on the Jordan River, Tomei, why is it Tomei? And for many years, they knew this halacha, they didn't know what the explanation was. And Chanina ben Akavya explained, Mipnei she'tayin in oisa b'yabosha, they fill it up when it's on the yabosha, on earth, before it goes down, on the dry land, before it goes down into the sea, into the river, and after it's filled up, they let it go down to the river, and since it's on dry land, it's also moved when it's empty and full, therefore it can become tomei. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav. The Yehuda Marav commented, Lo'ilom al yimna odom es atzmi mibeis ha-medrash, a person should never absent himself from a beis ha-medrash, afilo sha'achas, even for just a short amount of time, shahari kama shonim nishnis mishnah zu bebeis ha-medrash. For a number of years, this halacha was taught in the beis ha-medrash that a sfinas hayardin is tomei, v'loi nizgale taimo, and nobody could reveal what the reason was. Until Reb Chanina ben Akavya came and explained that the reason is because it's a small boat, and a small boat is carried, even when it's on dry land, it's carried when there's things inside it, and therefore it can become tomei. And so after many years of not understanding the reason for this halacha was explained by Reb Chanina ben Akavya. Somebody who absents himself from a Beis HaMedrash, even for a short amount of time, risks losing out on hearing something that he may not hear again. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yenison, Lo'ilom al yimna odom es atmi mi Beis HaMedrash, a person should never absent himself from a Beis HaMedrash, umi divrei Torah, or from learning divrei Torah, v'afilu b'sha'as misa, even when a person is on death's doorstep, Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Zois haTeira Odom Kiyomus Poel. This is the Teira, Odom Kiyomus Poel, a person that dies in a tent. And the poshup shat in this pasuk is that it's an introduction to the halachas of Tuma, a person that dies. The question is, why does the parasha start with Zois haTeira? This is the Teira. So the Gemara says, you want to know Zois haTeira, where Zois haTeira applies, even Odom kiyomus boel, even when a person is about to pass away. Afilu b'sha'as misa, even at the time of death, tehei oisik b'teira, a person should be engaged in Torah study. Omer shlokish, ein divrei Torah miskaimin, divrei Torah cannot be retained, cannot be upheld, elo b'misha meimis atzmei olea, only somebody who is happy to give his life away for it, Shenemar, Zois HaTeira Odom Kiyomus Bo'ehel, and this doesn't necessarily mean that he's giving his life away in its literal form. It means he's happy to give away the luxuries of life in order to be totally engaged in Torah learning. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Ulechananya, according to Chananya, that said that the reason that a boat is Tahir is because it's not lifted when it's full. But according to Chananya, we saw, Sfinas Hayardein, a small wooden boat, will become Tomei because it is lifted even when on dry land, it's moved when there's something in it, when it's full. And we explained before, how is it lifted? It's lifted with oxen. Says the Gemara, says Rava, Ulechananya Tiltul Alidei Shvorim, Shmei Tiltul. It seems from Chananya that the condition that we learn from Sak, that for something to become Tomei, or for those materials mentioned in the Pasuk with Sak, they will only become Tomei if they are similar to Sak, that they are moved when they are empty and when they are full, that includes if they are being moved by these animals, by these oxen, and not necessarily that they are moved by a person. And says the Gemara, in that's true, Detnan, and proof to this is from a Mishnah. It says in a Mishnah in Kelim, Shalosh Agolis Hein, there are three different types of wagons. Asuya Kekatidra, a wagon that's made like a chair. It's got three sides and a back. Tomeo Medris, it's made in order to sit on, and we know that those sources of Tomei, for example, a Zov, if he sits on something that's designated or at least also made to be sat on, then it will become Tomei Medrus. And since this wagon, which is made in the form of a chair, it's made to be sat on, if a Zov sits on it, it will become Tomei Medrus. Kemita, if this wagon is made like, it's like long and narrow, and it's made it's similar to a bed, which means that it's got a frame, a wooden frame possibly, and a skin or leather material stretched over it, and it was made to lie on. Tomeo Tomei Mace. Then it can become Tomei of Thomas Mace, and the truth is it's not only Thomas Mace. Any Tomei, any source of Tuma that can make a Kli, Tomei, it will become Tomei, but it will not become Tomei Thomas Medrus. Why? Because this wagon is not made to sleep on. It's got the same form. It looks like a bed. It's not a bed. It's made in order to carry pragmatio, Rashi says, to carry goods, to carry wares. And if a person were to lie on it, we would say to him, even though you could lie on it, it's not made to lie on, please get up in order to allow us to use it for what it's made for, which is to put on the baggage onto it. And since it's not made to sleep on, to lie on, and since if he does lie on it, it's a contradiction to what the primary use of this wagon, and that is to put pragmatio, to put on it the loads, therefore it will not become Thomas Medrus, but any other Tomei, for example, Thomas Mace, it can contract. Shel Avonim, a wagon that's made in order to carry heavy stones, to carry stones, Tahira Miklum, it's going to be completely tahir, and the reason is because the base of this wagon has got holes in it, and the halacha is that any container, any vessel, any utensil that has holes in it that would let a medium-sized pomegranate fall through it is not called a clay kibble, it's not called a receptacle in any way, and therefore it will be tahir. And these wagons that are made to carry stones, they do have such large openings at the bottom, an average-sized pomegranate would fall straight through, and therefore it's tahir. V'omer Rabbi Yechanon says, V'im yesh bo beis kibul remoinim, tmeo tome meis. If, however, the holes at the bottom on the base of this wagon are small enough that it can hold medium-sized pomegranates, then it is called a kli, and it can become tumas meis. And it's taken for granted that a wagon that's made to carry stones will only be able to be drawn and lifted with shvorim, using oxen. And nonetheless, we just saw now Rabbi Yechanon explain that there'll be tamei tumas meis. So here you see explicitly, based on this Mishnah, that even though a kli is carried by shvorim using oxen, nonetheless it's called metaltel mole vareikon, and it can become tomei. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now mentioning another Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, and the Rishonim discuss how it comes in here. Shalosh Teivos Hein. There are three different types of chests. What's a chest? A chest is typically a box with a lid, with an opening, either an opening on the side, and then one can use the chest by opening the side, or an opening at the top that you lift up the lid, and then you can use the inside of the chest. So the Mishnah says, Shalosh Teivos Hein. There are three different types of chests. Teva Sheposcha Mitzida. There's a chest that's opened on the side. And that type of chest, Tmeo Medrus. There, it can become Thomas Medrus. Even though this chest may not have been made primarily to sleep on, but since it can be used to sleep on, and is sometimes used to sleep on, and sleeping on top of the chest does not contradict its primary use, which is opening the door on its side and using the inside of the chest, and somebody who wants to use the chest for its primary use does not have to tell the person that's lying on the top, please get off and let me use it. Therefore, it can become Tomei Tumas Medrus. Milamala. If, however, the opening is not on the side, the opening is at the top of the chest, Tmea Tomei Meis. It's a kli, and it can be metame, like any type of tumah that can make a kli tomei, but it will not become tumas medrus. As we explained, v'habor b'mido, if it's a very, very large chest, then tahira miklum, then even tomei meis, it will not contract. And as we said before, it's a very big chest, then it's a kli that's so big that when it's full, it cannot or isn't moved. It's not metaltel mole v'reikon, and such a big type of chest will not become tome at all. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Medrus Klei Cheres Tohir. This is a braisa that's a little bit difficult to understand, and the Gemara is going to discuss how to actually make a reading of it. But the braisa goes as follows. Medrus Klei Cheres, a Klei Cheres which is made to lie on. Tohir, there is no Tumas Medrus for earthenware kelim. Chairs, beds, benches of earthenware will not become Tumas Medrus. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Af HaSfino, Rabbi Yosi says that also a boat will be Tohir, it will not be Tumas, will have no Tumas Maga, the typical type of transferring Tumah from the source of Tumah onto a Kli. A Sfino, as we've already seen, a boat is not Mekabel Tumah. And Rashi explains that not only is it not Metame Tumas Maga, it's also not Metame Tumas Medrus, because these boats are not made to rest on, to lean on, to sleep on. And Tosfos explains on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis that since these boats were typically made in order to transport luggage, baggage, and things like that, and therefore it was not made in order to sleep on. Says the Gemara, Maika Omar, how do you make a reading of this braisa that Medrus Kli Cheres is Toir? Rabbi Yosi says, also a boat. What's going on here? Omar of Zvid. Zvid is going to explain. Hochik Omar, Medrus Kli Cheres Toir. The first rule of this braisa, and this is according to Rabbi Zvid's reading, Medrus Kli Cheres Toir. The Tumas Medrus will never apply to a Klei Cheres, and the Gemara soon, later on the Omer, going to explain what the source for that is. Uma Goi, Tomei. But touching a Klei Cheres, touching an earthenware Kli, it can become Tomei. There are certain conditions. It will only become Tomei if a Tomei person touches it from the inside, not if you touch it from the outside. But it can become Tomei by touching it. Usfino Shel Cheres, and a boat made of earthenware, and as we said before, a boat made of earthenware is a machlokes, the Mishnah and Chananya, whether it's Tomei. And the Braisa says, according to Zvid's reading, the Braisa says that according to the Tanakama of the Braisa, Sfino Shel Cheres Tmeo, it's going to be Tomei Kechananya, like we saw before from Chananya, that the only reason that a regular boat is Tohir, is because it's a regular boat is made of wood, and wood is compared to sack, and sack and all those compared to it will only be tomei if they are moved on land when they are full. And a regular boat does not comply to that rule. However, Sfino Shel Cheres, that's not compared to sack, doesn't have that condition, and therefore it can become tomei even if it's not moved when it's full, whilst on land. And Rabbi Yosi says, Af HaSfino Tohira, that in contrast to the Chachomim, to the Tanakhama that said that Sfino shel cheres tmeo, Rabbi Yossi says that Sfino is going to be tohir, ketana didon, like the Tana of the Mishnah. That the Tana of the Mishnah says that all boats, even Sfino shel cheres, will be tohir, because the reason that a boat is tohir is because of the pasuk derech oniya b'lev yom, that anything at sea is tohir like the sea is tohir, and that includes a Sfino shel cheres, an earthenware boat. That was Reb Zvid's reading of the Braisa. Maskevlor of Papa, Rav Papa asked on this, my af, what's the term af, how does that apply here? The word af means also. What's Reb Yossi saying? That a Sfino is also a Sfino is tohir, and we're talking about Tumas Maga, transmitting Tumah by touch. So if he says that a Sfino is also tohir, it would seem that the Tanakhama said that something, some type of Kli Cheres, is tohir with Maga, and Rav Yossi added on, also a Sfino, also a boat, is tohir of Maga. But the Chachomim didn't say, the Tanakhama didn't say that anything is tohir b'maga. So what's Rav Yossi adding on to say af? Elo Omer of Papa, so therefore of Papa has a different reading of the Braisa. Hochi ko Omer, medrus klicheres tohir. The first words are the same as Reb Zvid, that a medrus klicheres tohir, there's no tuma, a klicheres cannot contract tumas medrus. Umagoi, tome. This is also like Reb Zvid, that klicheres can become tome if a zov touches it. And here Reb Papa is going in a different way than Reb Zvid. And he's reading into the Braisa as follows. Vushel eitz, but if it's a kli of wood, bein midrasoi u bein magoi tomi. A wooden kli is also can become tumas medrus if it's made to lean on, to rest on, to lie on. U bein magoi tomi, and also touching wood can become tomi. U sfinas hayardin, but a sfinas hayardin, and it's not only Yardin, because over here the Chachom are going to say Tohira, it's Tohir. The reason it's Tohir is because we say it's Derech Oniyab Lev Yom. So any boat, but the Braisa chooses to say Sfinas Hayardin, it was the typical boat, was a small wooden boat. Sfinas Hayardin, Tohir, is Tohir. That's the Ketana Didon, like the Tana of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Af Sfino, also this Sfinas Hayardin, Tmeo, is Tomei, and he's talking about Tomei b'maga, and so he's adding on. It's really enough. The Tachachomim say that shel eitz, a wooden kli, is Tomei b'maga, and just a sfino is not Tomei because it's belev yam. Rav Yossi says no. Also, a sfino is Tomei b'maga, and Kachananya, he learns like Chananya that the reason a regular boat would be tohir is because it's not carried even when it's full, but this Sfino that we're talking about here, the Sfina Sayaradin, is a small boat and is carried even when it's full, and therefore it's Tomei like Chananya. Continues the Gemara. Umedras klicheres minolon de toir. In the Gemara we just learned, it was taken for granted that Tumas Medras will never apply to a klicheres, to an earthenware kli. What's the source? And we're going to have three sources. The first one, Omar Chizkiah. It says in the Pasuk, V'ish asheyiga b'mishkovoi, if somebody touches on the mishkov, on the bed, on his bed, on his, anywhere where he's supposed to lean on, and it's referring to Ezov. And it doesn't say anyone who lies, anyone who touches b'mishkov, on the bed. It's talking about mishkovoi, on his bed. Makish, we compare mishkovoi, his bed, loy, to him, to the Zov. Mahu, in the same way as him, Islei Tara b'mikvah, we know that he becomes Tohir by going into the mikvah. Af Mishkovoi, so too, his bed, Nami Islei Tara b'mikvah, it will only a type of bed that has a Tara in a mikvah can become Tumas Medrus if a Zov lies on it. And we're going to see in a few lines' time, Klicheres does not have Tara in a mikvah. Klicheres, the Rashi brings a pasuk that says Yishaber ein loy tayr elo shvirosoy. The only way a kli cheres becomes tayr is by getting broken, by smashing it, not with a mikvah. If it cannot become tayr with a mikvah, it's not similar to the Zov himself, and therefore Tumas Medrus, which is what the Pasuk is talking about, will not apply to a kli cheres. Deber b'shmol tona. Deber b'shmol give a different reason, a different source, that kli cheres cannot become Tumas Medrus. Tona. Kamishkav nidoso yelo. It's another pasuk that says that kol hamishkav ashetishkav olav kol yimei zoivo kamishkav nidoso yelo, that her bed should be similar to the bed of a nida, to her, referring to the zov or the zova. And the Gemara says makish mishkova lo. Again, the pasuk puts the word mishkav together with the lo. The pasuk says "Mishkav nidoso yelo," and from this extra word from the law, we see that the mishkav will only become tomei if it's similar to her. Ma he, in the same way as the zova, islo tayr b'mikvah, she does become tayr by going to a mikvah. Af mishkavo, so too tumas mishkav, the tumas medrus we're talking about here, nami islo tayr b'mikvah, only a type of kli that can become tohir in a mikvah could contract tumas medrus. Lafuke kli cheres, to the exclusion of earthenware kelim, deles lo tayr b'mikvah, as we said before, kli cheres has no tvila, it never becomes tohir in a mikvah. Continues the Gemara. Mosiv Revilah. Revilah asked as follows. Mapatz b'meis minayin. A mapat is a mat made of reeds. It has the same halachas as wood. Kli'etz. Now, pshutei kli'etz, the halacha is that they do not become tomei. They are tohir. Pshutei means that they have no receptacle. Like a mat does not have a receptacle, but it is made to lie on. So the halacha is that since this mat, or any pshutei kli'etz, that if it's made in order to lie on, it can contract Tumas Medrus, and the loch is anything that can contract Tumas Medrus can also contract Tumas Mace, even though if it would not be to have Tumas Medrus, it would have the lochus of Pshutei Kleitz, and it would not have any other Tumah. The Gemara asks, what's the source of this? Mapatz, which is a mat of reed, which is Pshutei Kleitz, B'mace, that it's Metame B'mace, Minayin, what's the source of that? Says the Gemara, V'din hu etze kal v'chayme. Uma pachim ktanim, small earthenware utensils. Shetohirim bezov. There's no way that a zov can make them tomei. In any way, because a zov, touching it from the outside, a klicheres will never become tomei from the outside. To touch it from the inside, he can't get his finger in. We're talking about very small utensils. Medrus, we just said before, klicheres will not become medrus. So, pachim ktanim, for all intents and purposes, these earthenware, small earthenware utensils, cannot become tomei by a zov in any way. Nonetheless, tmeim b'meis. If it can become tomei meis, it can contract, for example, if it's in the same room as a dead person, then it will contract tumas meis. So you see there that pachim ktanim, small earthenware kelim, in spite of the fact that they cannot become tumas zov, they can contract tumas meis. So it's clear from here that it's easier to contract tumas meis than to contract tuma of a zov. Mapatz, coming back to our mat, shetomei bezov, that it can become tomei by a zov, it can become tumas medrus. It's made to sleep on. It's fit to to lie on. Einoi din shei tomei b'meis, is it not taken for granted that it can become tumas meis, even though it's not really called a kli because it does not have a receptacle, and only metal, pieces of metal that can be used but don't have a receptacle, the halacha is pshutei kli matchos are tomei, but pshutei kli eitz are not tomei. But over here, if it's a type of pshutei kli eitz which can contract the tumah of a zov, which means it's made to lie on, to rest on, then it will be able to contract tumas meis. Says the Gemara, Va'amai, holes lei tara b'mikva. Rabbi Loa is the one that asked. Rabbi Loa asked the question, what's the source? And he was answered that the sources, as we just said now, from a Kal Vachomer from Zov, as we just saw. So now Rabbi Law is asking back, I don't understand, that these pshutei kleitz, this mat, it's you cannot tovel it in a mikveh in any way. The source, all the sources, the two sources in the Torah that we have that you can, that utensils can be put in a mikveh to become tohir, do not include pshutei kleitz. And we just said before that pshutei kleitz, or anything that cannot be toveled in a mikveh, for example, kli cheres, and here we have another example, not only kli cheres, but also pshutei kleitz, anything that cannot become tohir in a mikveh cannot contract tumas medrus. And if it cannot contract Tumas Medrus, you don't have a Kal Vachomer anymore. That was what how Rabbi Law responded to the answer. Omeli Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina responded to Rabbi Law, Shani Hosom Hoil Ve'ikah B'minoi. Says that there's a difference between earthenware kelim and wooden kelim. Earthenware kelim, there's no type of earthenware kli that becomes tohir in a mikveh. Therefore, an earthenware kli is not similar to a zov. We said before, the zov himself can become toyer in a mikveh. Since no earthenware kli can become toyer in a mikveh, so too medrus will not become tomei at all. There's no tumas medrus on an earthenware kli. However, wood is not the same. It's true that pshutei kleitz you cannot tovel in a mikveh, but utensils with a receptacle that are made of wood, you can tovel in a mikveh. They are mentioned in the pasuk. And since wood is a type of material that, if it has a receptacle, it can become toyer in a mikveh, so it's compared, it's similar to zov on some way. Wood, at least, the material has some similarity to zov, it can be toveled in a mikveh, and therefore, all wooden kelim, even those that cannot be toveled in a mikveh, for example, the pshutei kleitz, those without a receptacle, like these mats, can also contract tumas medrus. Omale. Rabbi Law answered back to Rav Chanina, Rachmona litzlan mehay data. How can you say such a thing? How can Hashem should save us from making such a comparison that you can say that something that cannot be toveled in a mikveh, like pshutei kleitz, nonetheless, it can contract tumas medrus. How can you say such a thing? We saw before that something that cannot contract tumas medrus cannot become something that cannot be tabled in a mikveh cannot be contract tumas medrus. So Rav Chanina answered back, Adarabba, Rachmona litzlan midaita didoch. Rachmona litzlan, for Hashem should save us from what you want to say. You want to make a difference between one type of wooden item and another wooden item. You want to say that a wooden item that has a receptacle can contract tumas medrus, and a wooden item that does not have a receptacle cannot contract tumas medrus. That can't be. V'tamamai. And now Rav Chanina is going to bring a source that even a pshutei kleitz can contract tumas medrus. V'tamamai, what's the source? Trei kroy ksivi. There's two psukim. Ksiv, in one pasuk it says, V'ish ashayiga b'mishkovoi. Somebody who touches his bed. We compare the bed to him. And that would mean, like we saw before, that only something that's similar to him, something that can be toveled in a mikveh, can contract tumas mishkov, tumas medrus. Uksiv, but in another pasuk it says, V'chol ha'mishkov. And any bed, anything that he lies on, and not only does it not say mishkov voi, his bed, it says v'chola mishkov, including any mishkov, and they seem to be contradicting each other. V'chola mishkov ashayishkov olov hazov yitmo. How do we explain this contradiction? Says Rav Chanina, I'll explain it to you. Yesh b'minoi, if there is in this type of material, for example, wood, there is within wood, there are those that can be toveled in a mikveh. Afal gav de lesle tare b'mikveh. Even though this particular piece of wood, for example, the pshutei kleitz, these mats, the woods without a receptacle, cannot have a tire in a mikveh. Afal gav de lesle tare b'minoi. It can nonetheless, it can contract tumas medrus. Ein b'minoi, but a type of material that there's no part, it can never contract, it can never be toyer in a mikveh. For example, earthenware, if there's ein b'minoi, if there's no example of this material ever being Torah in a mikveh, then makish mishkov eloi, then you have this first pasuk that says that we compare the bed to him, and the same way as the Zov himself can have Torah in a mikveh, so to Tumas Medras will only apply to something that can have a Torah in a mikveh, but earthenware that never has Torah in a mikveh, it will never be able to contract Tumas Medras. So in order to explain the seeming contradiction between these two psukim, you have exactly Rav Chanina's halacha. The Rav Chanina said that there's a difference between wood and earthenware. Wood, that yesh b'minoi, there is some type of wood utensil that has tefillin in a mikveh, then you say kol ha-mishkav, anything made of wood can contract Tumas Medras, afragav de lesle tayre b'mikveh, even though the pshute kleitz cannot have a tayre in a mikveh. And the second pasuk that says that only something that is similar to a zov, that has tayre in a mikveh, can contract Tumas Medras, is excluding earthenware that can never be purified in a mikveh. Continues the Gemara, Rava Omar Medras Kli Cheres Tohir Mehocha. We saw before there were two sources. We had Chizkiah and we had the Beir Rabbi Shmuel. Now we're going to have a third source from where we learn that Tumas Medras will not apply to earthenware kelim. From here, from this pasuk, the pasuk says V'chol Kli Pasuach, any open utensil Asher Ein Tzomid, whose cover is not posil olav, is not firmly attached to it, can become tomei. Ha yesh tzomid posil olav. If, however, there is a cover on this earthenware utensil which is firmly attached to it, tohir, it will become, it will stay and remain completely tohir. Tohir hu. Mi lo yoskinon. Are we not talking about the yichadinu li'ishtoi nida, that he designated this earthenware kli, that we're not talking about even a case where he designated this earthenware kli for his wife who may have been a nida, and if he designated it for her, then medras should apply. And nonetheless, we see from here that if there's a tzomit posil olav, if there's a firmly attached lid to it, it's going to be completely toir. Uka'omar achmon toir. So it's true that in Tumas Mace, it won't contract Tumas Mace, because that's what the Pasuk there is talking about. But the fact that it stays totally toir in every event, then it seems that even if a woman is going to, a nida, is going to sit on it, and there is Tumas Medras generally with a nida, nonetheless it's going to be toir. So you see here that Tumas Medras never applies to any earthenware kli. And in the next Shir, we're going to start the next Mishnah.